There's a well-known, the Gemara, it's the beginning of the second parak in Kiddushin. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav, Osu la'odam shi'ekadesh eso isha ad shi'ireno. Person is not allowed to marry, to do Kiddushin in a woman until he sees her. Shemo yire bo dover meguna. Maybe when he sees her, he'll see something that's meguna, that's not nice, something that would bother him, a gnai, v'tisgane olav, and she will become tisgane olav, that he'll feel that this woman has some gnai that it disturbs him, it bothers him. V'rachmona omar v'ahavta reicho kamoicho, and the Torah says v'ahavta reicho kamoicho, and if he doesn't see her, if he doesn't see her before, and avoid this type of a gnus, that he sees that there's something there that he dislikes, that it's ugly to him, then she might be tizgana be'enov, olov, and he won't be able to fulfill for ahavta l'reicho kamoicho. So it seems the pashtus in this Gemara is that since in a marriage there's a physical relationship, memela, it shouldn't be something that's a gnai, and because otherwise he won't be able to be mekayim v'ahavta reicho kamoicho. It could be that he could appreciate, he's supposed to see her. It doesn't say here that he has to date her for 6 months or whatever, you know, and it's, but he has to see her. So we're talking about just the look, something that might bother him. I guess everything else, maybe in those days they did good research, or maybe they were on a higher level of Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, don't know exactly. But here the concern is that since part of this relationship is physical, in order to fulfill the V'ahavta L'reicho Kamoicho, a person would have to be able to not to have a gnai. If there was a gnai in how she looked, he felt she didn't look nice or ugly or something, then that would interfere with his ability to complete v'ahavta reicho kamoicho. The Ralbag on the posuk vayarsham Yehuda bas ish kenani ushmo shua vayikocheo. So he says there's a toeles b'midos v'hu sheroi leodom kishiyikach isha. It's appropriate for a person when he takes a wife sheyira oisa koydem laze. He should see her. Oy, he does offer an alternative. Yiyu mefursomim loy inyono kemoish nisbar lo. That it'll be mefursom, the inyon about her, to the fullest extent of clarity. Im teitiv be'enovim lo, if it'll be good in his eyes or not. Ki im yiso bezulazeh ho'oifen, if he's going to marry her without seeing her, ulay loy seitiv be'enov, maybe she will not be good in his eyes, ve'yiye imo b'tzar u'ke'ev lev kol yemei hazivug. And since she wasn't seitiv be'enov, he doesn't feel that this is good, like he's happy with the shidduch. He feels that everything is very good for him. He'll be b'tzar v'ke'ev, in pain, in ke'ev lev, and heartache, all the years of the zivug, all the time of the zivug. V'lezeh siper shekvar ro Yehuda b'ashua kodim shenoso. And to teach us this lesson, the Torah tells us that this is the reason that Yehuda wanted to see, had to see this woman before he married her. Fine. Now, the Ralbag certainly was aware of the Gemara. And the Gemara says that you have to see her in order to be mekayim v'ahavta reicho kamoicho. So I have every right, I believe, to assume that the Ralbag is fully aware and working with this Gemara. What's going to happen if he sees her, if he doesn't see her, and she won't, then when he does see her later, after he gets married, she won't be so good in his eyes. And then he says, V'yiye imo b'tzar v'ke'ev lev kol yemei hazivug. So what is he talking about? He's saying he didn't see her. The ikah seems to be the seeing her, and because this, he offers an alternative. But basically, if he sees her, then that's fine. If he sees her, he has not seen all of her qualities, we're not necessarily talking about a situation where they dated for a long time and they get to know, and many people would say that certain qualities you're not going to get to know even if you date for a long time. I remember when I was dating in Eretz Yisrael, and I met on the bus the Mashgiach of Slabodka, Reb Meisher Tukachinsky, Zachreinu Livrocha. He said, "What am I doing here?" So I said, "So I'm here, I'm dating." So he said, "You know, I think I'm not asking people to accept this, but it was an interesting perspective." He said, "No, you go out once or twice," he says like this, "you get to see the basic hashkofa in this, you see what she looks like in this, but in terms of the midas," he says, "you're never going to figure that out anyway if you date for a long time. That's only going to come later when you get married." All right, and we're a little bit, even the Slabodka that he came from was a little bit more extenuated in their dating practices, but whatever it is. But so Lamaisa, it seems that the goal is to be Makayim v'haftoricho kamoicho. So now look at the situation here. He finally gets to look at her, and he doesn't like, she's not seiti be'enov. And he therefore is going to have tzar v'ke'ev lev kol yemei hazivug. Oy, I married this woman who's, that's not what I had in mind. She's not so beautiful, this is not. Again, the result of his seeing her. So I didn't see her. Now that I saw her, I see that there's not so much that I feel is so appropriate. So he seems to say, and what's going to happen? V'yia imo b'tzar v'ke'ev lev kol yemei hazivug. And that, I assume, he won't be able to be mekayim v'haftoricho kamoicho. So the Ralbag seems to be adding to the explanation why the v'haftal reicho kamoicho, because the Gemara says that's the reason. He's not coming up with his own reason. We learn a midah from the posuk, which is connected what Chazal said. Pashtus is, it stims, they're together. This is the reason for that. If that's the case, so then I have a question. He didn't see this woman before. He doesn't like exactly the way she looks. And he has tsar v'ke'ev lev kol yemei hazivug. Why? Well, she's wonderful. She's kind. She's devoted. She takes care of his every need. She loves him. She's the best in every way, except she doesn't look so So what? He can't be mekayim v'haftoricho kamoicho. Why? Not, he's saying here, because of the physical aspect that it won't work, as in the Gemara, but he's saying because he's going to be betzar v'ke'ev lev kol yemei hazivug. Something about this zivug, this wonderful woman who's doing everything for him, who's lovable on every level, and he should be able to be mekayim v'haftoricho kamoicho, but there's something about it that bothers him. And that thing bothering him, it's gnawing away at him, it's causing him tsar v'ke'ev lev kol yemei hazivug. Everything else is wonderful, because there's no indication that everything else is not wonderful. All he didn't do is see her. So it's just a question of how she looks. So everything is great, and yet he can't be mekayim v'haftoricho kamoicho. Why? Not just because of the physical aspect of it, but rather, if I'm assuming this is a pirush on what Chazal say, it's because he has tsar v'ke'ev, ke'ev lev. This bothers me. It bothers me. I'm in pain because of it. So all of the other milas, which should grant me so much v'havta l'recho kamoicho in everything else, the tsar and the ke'ev is not going to allow that to happen. And therefore, he must see her before, so he shouldn't have this tsar u'ke'ev, and therefore, he'll be able to be mekayim v'haftoricho kamoicho. Which means that, because I actually just had a situation very recently with someone, sometimes there are a lot of positive qualities and a lot of things to really be excited about in a shidduch, and a lot of basis for love to develop. But, by the way, love develops after. That's what Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch says. Vayikach Yitzchok es Rivka oyla soro vayehoveho. He took her into his tent. Vayehoveho. After the marriage, he loved her. What the stuff before is, I don't know what it is. Infatuation, if it is, I don't know. But the real stuff is the stuff of life, the love of life comes later. But anyway, but there's so many positive reasons. But the tsar, the ke'ev lev, the heartache that I have, this one thing is bothering me. So Memela, in a Shidduch, it seems that the proper advice would be if a person thinks there's wonderful milas there, but there's one thing that's really bothering me, and because it sounds like v'yima b'tzar v'kev lev, that's the prevention. The fact that I don't like the looks is going to cause tzar v'kev lev. So it sounds like it's the tzar v'kev lev that interferes with v'havta. I cannot love this wonderful person, so lovable on so many levels, if I have in the relationship tzar v'kev lev in this relationship. Now, I think that this also is very relevant to our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That there's so many reasons to love Hashem. There's so much chesed that He does for us. There's so much hashgocha protis. There's so much hatova from the bria itself through each and every individual's life circumstances and how Hashem is bestowing upon him His chesed, constantly showering him with chesed every moment of his existence. But if something bothers me in that relationship, if I have a tzar v'ke'ev, that could interfere with the love. Which means, as parents, and as mechanchim, and as people who have to work out their own problems, that we have to be very aware that although there's so much positive in that relationship, let's say our children, they see all the wonderful things, hashgocha protis and chesed, and this is tremendous. Wow, love Hashem, love Hashem. Yeah, of course you love Hashem. But there's something about this Yiddishkeit that's causing me pain. I mean, b'tzar v'ke'ev in this relationship. Why does he want me to do this? Why does he do that? Why did he do that? And that one thing, that tzar v'ke'ev that comes from something, I mean, maybe it has to be a big thing, but that thing can interfere. Tzar v'ke'ev in a relationship can interfere with the ability to love, despite the fact that there are so many positive qualities which should evoke that love from a person. So just something I think to keep in mind in not only in dating and not only in advising people in dating, but in child rearing and in teaching. It's very important that the total package is not causing tsar, that the total package is making a person feel good. If the total package is not going to come with ke'ev lev. And if we see in someone, in a child, in a Talmud, even in ourselves, ke'ev lev, then we have no idea how much that can interfere with our relationship with Hashem. And therefore, we have to go about everything we can possibly do in our children to reduce and remove and heal that hot pain in the heart. And even in ourselves, and sometimes it requires all different types of efforts. That's a different discussion. But it's very important to keep in mind that the positive alone may not be able to allow the expression of ahavta l'recho kamoicho, certainly not the way it should be, if there's ke'ev lev about something in that relationship that bothers me and that seems to have the ability to undermine the relationship completely.